Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our last discussion in the series, Qiyamah, the final reckoning, we spoke about the special reward and position of the martyrs, the murabitun, those who guard the borders in Islamic State, those who control their anger, even though they have the ability to exercise their anger against others. Then those we explained also will have a distinguished position, who are the muaddins, who give the adhan. They will have the long necks on the day of Qiyamah. Those who grow gray, or meaning grow old in Islam. And we discussed the relevant ahadith in that regard. And then we also spoke about the benefits of the limbs which are washed in wudu, and how they will shine and be a means of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recognizing us. And we went through the ahadith in that regard as well. Now today we talk about ash-shafa'ah, the intercession. Now, there are various ahadith, and I want to simplify it for you. One is ash-shafa'atul udhma, the great intercession. That is based on the famous hadith, where people will be in much difficulty whilst waiting on the plains of reckoning, with drowning in their own sweat, with the sun above their heads. And they will go to every Nabi, and their response will be, nafsi, nafsi, until they'll come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who will seek Allah's permission to intercede. No one can intercede without Allah's permission. مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Allah will grant permission, and then we know the rest of the narration, we had discussed it. That intercession will be for the reckoning to start. And that's the great intercession. And that position that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be given, where he's allowed to intercede, that's the scholars say is مَقَامًا Mahmud. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, that exalted station which will be given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then beyond that, there are other intercessions that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself will make and others will make. And that's what I want to unpack for you. But the great intercession is that first one. In Sahih Muslim, there is a narration of Jabir radiallahu anh. He mentioned that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, every prophet is granted one supplication for his nation, but I have postponed my dua and supplication for my ummah so I can intercede for them on the day of resurrection. Now the shafa'atul udhma, the great intercession, that will be for all of humanity, for the reckoning to start. Now this year is talking about a specific intercession for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a narration of Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my intercession will be for those among my ummah who committed major sins. So those who are now, because of their sins, believers, but because of their sins, they are thrown into the hellfire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would intercede for them. And hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith that they will be brought forth from the fire. Whoever said La ilaha illallah and had goodness in his heart equivalent to a grain of barley, he will be removed from the hellfire because of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they will be brought forth from the fire, whoever said La ilaha illallah and had goodness in his heart equivalent to a grain of wheat. Then they will be brought forth from the fire, whoever said La ilaha illallah and had goodness in his heart equivalent of a small ant. So those who were involved in major sins and were thrown in the hellfire, but they were believers. You cannot intercede for a non-believer. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not intercede for a non-believer to be removed altogether from the hellfire. So that's a second type of intercession that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. Yes, there are the intercessions that the scholars have explained, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would intercede for his uncle, Abu Talib, even though he was an unbeliever, and that would be for Allah to reduce the punishment. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring him to the shallow part of hell. But even that will be so bad that it will only cover his feet, but it will cause his brain to boil. Because Abu Talib did so much for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to summarize, right? The great intercession is the station of praise and glory, al-maqam al-mahmud. That will be for the reckoning to start. Then there will be the intercession for those who are Muslims but sinners. Then there will be intercession for those whose good deeds and bad deeds were equal, that Allah must enter them into Jannah. Then there will be intercession for those to be granted Jannah without reckoning. Remember the hadith of Uqasha, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this, that there will be 70,000 will be entered into Jannah without reckoning. He said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua, I be amongst them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for him. Then the next sahabi said, make dua for me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he beat you to it. Then there is the intercession for the permission that the believers would require to enter Jannah. They're eligible for Jannah, but they need permission now to enter. So these are various types of intercession that will happen at the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, besides Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the other Anbiya will intercede, the Shuhada will intercede, the Ulama will intercede, the Huffad will intercede, your good deeds will intercede, the Qur'an will also intercede. There is a story in Sahih Bukhari, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ibrahim alayhi salam will meet his father Azar on the day of resurrection, and Azar's face will be dark and covered with dust. Ibrahim alayhi salam will say to him, did I not tell you not to disobey me? His father will say to him, this day I will not disobey you. Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, oh Allah, you promised me that you will not disgrace me on the day when all creatures are resurrected, meaning on the day of Qiyamah. What greater disgrace can there be than my father is amongst those who are cast away from your mercy? Allah will say, Ibrahim, I have forbidden Jannah for the unbelievers. Then he will say to Ibrahim, what is beneath your feet? And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will look, and there will be a blood-stained animal which will be caught by the legs and thrown in the hellfire. To ease the pain of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah will transform his father Azar from a human form into an animal form, so that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does not in any way feel pained to see his own father being punished. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us the beneficiaries of accepted intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.